In this session, we shall take a look at venture capital trusts, or VCTs. If an investor subscribes for shares in a qualifying venture capital trust, he will receive a measure of income tax relief. The income tax relief will be a percentage of the amount subscribed for the shares, up to an upper limit of £200,000. As with EIS subscriptions, income tax relief is given by way of a tax reducer. The tax reducer is presently 30%. VCT relief is always given in the tax year in which the subscription is made. There is no ability to carry back, as there is with EIS. With an upper limit of £200,000 and a flat rate of 30%, the maximum tax reducer is £60,000. As with EIS relief, the tax reducer can bring an individual's tax liability for the year down to nil, but it cannot be used to generate a tax repayment. Note that there is nothing to prevent an investor subscribing for more than £200,000 worth of VCT shares in a tax year. However, income tax relief is given on the first £200,000 only. There is an exemption given for dividends received by an investor on shares in a VCT. Dividends on VCT shares are exempt from tax, but this exemption only extends to the first £200,000 invested in a venture capital trust. This relief is not available for EIS shares. All dividends on EIS shares are fully taxable. So, by way of an example, let us take an individual who invests in two venture capital trusts in the same tax year. Here we have called them VCT number 1 and VCT number 2. The investor subscribes for £180,000 worth of shares in VCT number 1 in May 2010 and £60,000 in VCT number 2 in July 2010. He receives a dividend of £9,000 on his VCT number 1 shares. As dividends on the first £200,000 invested in the tax year are exempt, this £9,000 dividend is tax-free. It does not, therefore, enter our income tax computation. A dividend of £3,000 is paid on the VCT number 2 shares. Remember that only dividends on the first £200,000 invested in a tax year are exempt from tax. This means that dividends on the first £20,000 of the VCT number 2 shares will be exempt, while dividends on the remaining £40,000 will be taxable. Therefore, of our dividend of £3,000, the first £1,000, i.e. one-third of the dividend received, is tax-free. The remaining £2,000 of the dividend is taxable income. As income tax relief is only available for subscriptions of eligible shares in a qualifying venture capital trust, it is important that we are clear as to what a VCT actually is. A venture capital trust is actually a company whose shares are quoted on the stock exchange. Contrast this with the enterprise investment scheme, where the investor subscribes for shares in an unquoted trading company. The VCT company must ensure that at least 70% of its investments are in shares in qualifying companies. This means that it must primarily invest its funds in acquiring shares in unquoted trading companies, which carry on a qualifying trade. A qualifying trade specifically excludes financial and legal trades, as well as farming, market gardening, hotels, etc. You will note here that the list of excluded trades for VCT purposes is exactly the same as the list of prohibited trades under the Enterprise Investment Scheme. In addition, at least 30% of the qualifying holdings must be in the form of eligible shares, i.e. ordinary shares with no preferential rights to assets or dividends and no right to be redeemed. A VCT cannot invest more than 15% of its funds in any one company. The company is not permitted to retain more than 15% of the income which it derives from its underlying investments. This essentially means that at least 85% of its profits must be distributed by way of dividends to its shareholders. As with EIS companies, the money raised from a share issue
must be used within 2 years for the purpose of a qualifying business activity, and there are also restrictions on the value of the company assets and number of employees. The value of the company's assets cannot exceed £7 million before the share issue, and cannot exceed £8 million immediately afterwards. In addition, the company must not have more than 50 full-time employees. No company will be able to raise funds through the issue of shares qualifying for VCT relief if it has already raised more than £2 million under VCT and EIS schemes in the last 12 months.
From a purely commercial point of view, an investment in a venture capital trust is generally less risky than an investment into an enterprise investment scheme company. This is because the VCT invests its funds in a number of different companies, thereby spreading the investor's risk. With an EIS investment, the investor is very often putting all his eggs into one basket, and if that particular company fails, the investor is very unlikely to see a return of his capital investment.
There is a withdrawal of income tax relief if the investor disposes of his shares in the VCT within 5 years of issue.
HMRC will collect the withdrawn relief by issuing an assessment for the tax year in which the relief was originally given.
A disposal by way of a gift within 5 years of the share issue will result in a clawback of all the income tax relief originally obtained. Gifts between spouses do not result in a clawback of relief.
A sale of the shares within 5 years will result in clawback of relief equal to 30% of the sale proceeds.
As with EIS, this clawback is limited and cannot exceed the original tax reducer. This means that if the investor sells the VCT shares within 5 years at a profit, the revenue will simply withdraw all of the income tax relief originally obtained. Income tax relief will also be withdrawn if the venture capital trust loses its revenue approved status within 5 years.
In these circumstances, all of the income tax relief originally obtained will be withdrawn. A VCT will lose its approved status if it fails to invest at least 70% of its funds in qualifying unquoted trading companies, or those trading companies begin to carry out non-qualifying activities. The principle behind VCT relief is very similar to that which drives EIS relief. Under both schemes, the revenue are trying to encourage UK taxpayers to invest funds in small unquoted trading companies. Offering a measure of income tax relief is an incentive for them to do so. Again, we will finish this session by doing a couple of practice questions. In the first, you are asked to calculate the amount of relief that will be withdrawn. As usual, once you are happy with your answer, check it by clicking the button on the bottom of your screen. Bernice subscribed for shares in a VCT in June 2008 and sold them within 3 years. This means that there will be a withdrawal of income tax relief. As Bernice has sold the shares at a loss, the income tax clawback will be the sale proceeds of £8,000 multiplied by 30%. The clawback will therefore be £2,400. In the second question, you are given details of VCT dividends received by Claire in 2010-11. Your requirement here is to calculate the dividends that are charged to tax on Claire in 2010-11. Remember that dividends on the first £200,000 invested in VCTs in the tax year are exempt from tax. If we start with the Lemon PLC shares, Claire's VCT investment in May 2010 is £175,000, which means the whole of the dividend will be exempt from tax. This also means that dividends on the next £25,000 invested are also tax-free. In June 2010, Claire invests £35,000 in shares in Apple PLC.
Dividends on the first £25,000 are exempt, which means that dividends on the remaining £10,000 are taxable. As such, of the £7,000 dividend on the Apple shares, 10/35 of this is taxable.
The taxable dividend is therefore £2,000. As the £200,000 threshold has been exceeded, all of the dividends on the Banana PLC shares are therefore taxable.
The total taxable dividends are therefore £2,000 from Apple PLC and £2,500 from Banana PLC, giving us a total of £4,500. This concludes this module on venture capital trusts.